You too, so great. I get to look straight at you. I get to be happy that I'm here. I got Wiener also there smiling. It's great. Beam. Blumstein, I don't recognize him. You're not on my left.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a second. That didn't come out right. I don't recognize him. You're not sitting here.
You can sit here.
Okay. Parshas Hayisar. As we saw, the end of Parshas Vayera wraps around to the end of Noach, right? We get back to the broader family, and it serves as a transition to the next piece where we're going to read about the shidduch between Avram's son and the daughter of that family. So it wraps around and transitions. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
It wraps around to the end of Noach, and it transitions to where the shidduch is going to become between Avram's son and... Parshas Chayisara is a parsha that begins with the term life, but it begins with death, because you find out in death what a person's life really was. And what remains. It's bookended, the parsha, because it begins with the death of Sarah, her burial in Marisa Machpelah, and it ends with the death of Avram and his burial in Marisa Machpelah. Within, there's two major stories. The first is the purchase of Marisa Machpelah for burial, the second is the finding of a wife, and both of them are different than Lech HaMayir, because they're not about Avram's life, they're about Avram's preparation for the next, you know, for the transition to the next generation. Burial, marriage. Kicha, kicha, Mistei Ephron. Burial, marriage. And you really find it here because it starts with Lakachat, the claim, then Lakachat Isha Levnili Yitzchak. Because Judaism sees death not as the end, but something that needs to spur on the continuation in the future. I need some cabinets later if you can do them for me. Yeah. Pencil carpenter. They're 4x6. Have cigarettes rolled up in your sleeve? Okay. Let's start with the first story here. This is the backdrop to the story, right? Basically, it's a simple request. What is it? Sell me the Marisa Machpelah. And what do they say? Yes. And this takes 20 tzukim. Now, you could say, well, it took time. First, they had to get directions how to find the guy, and then have a negotiation. But the obvious question is, I need to hear all that? We have one line between Avram Yitzchak on the way to the Akedah and 20 psukim of his negotiations with Bnei Chet. Obviously, there's something here, right? It's very interesting to notice the structure. You can either spend time or you can use handy dandy. We're on page, ying, 28. We're on page 28. There's three rounds of speaking. The lines and the italics can help you see the parallel phrases. The Yakum, Yishtachavu. Everyone sees? Now we're going to look through these three rounds to look at things more closely. Pasuk Gimel. Vayakum Avraham Yalpanim Etov Yerbel B'nei Chet Lemor. Ger V'toshav Anochi Imachem. Tnu Li Achuzat Kaver Imachem. Ve'akbara Meiti Milfanai. Vayanu B'nei Chet Et Avraham Lemor Lo. Shmaini Adoni. Nasi Elokim Ata B'tochenu, B'mifchar Kvarenu Kvaret Meitechel, Ish Mimenu Et Kivro Lo Yichlam Mimcha Mikvar Meitechel. Can someone please take the time to count the number of words in Pasuk Vav? 20. How many words does it take to say yes or no?
One.
Why do we need 20 words? Are they saying yes or no?
Yes.
They're saying yes, so why do they say it 14 times?
They're not saying
what?
Yes.
What?
It's like being evasive.
Are they evasive here? Do you see it?
They're not saying yes either.
I'll tell you exactly what they're doing. They're reframing.
They're clarifying how they're going
to
sell
to. What are they? What's the difference between what Yaakov Avram asks for and what they agree to?
Avram wants to buy land.
Use Hebrew. Use the psukim.
Yes.
Achuzah, and he says,
you see?
As a burial thing.
He asks for an achuzah cover. They say four times they'll give him a kever. You see what I mean? They say four times? We respect you so much, you can bury in the best of our graves. Every person here will give you a grave to bury your dead in the grave. Sounds great, no? Avram asked for an achuzat kaver. What's the difference between achuzat kaver and what they were willing to offer him?
It doesn't belong to Avram.
Right. Why does Avram want it to belong to him? This is a way of setting down forever our family's relationship with this land. Avram's a great guy. Come in, leave, crusader, come, gone, finished. This is to stake the relationship claim. We're not passing fad, right? Pasuk Zayin. Ve'yakom Avram yishtach v'lamar t'nechet. Ve'yidaber etam le'mor. If you want to bury, then introduce me to this guy. Avram knows what he wants, right? And he'll give it to me for, very interesting word in Pasuk Tet. Bekesef malei. the first and last time a Jew insisted on paying
full price.
Full price. Including tax. Right? But Chesef Malek, why does he want to pay Chesef Malek?
There's no claims against
him. Avram is there. He hears. He goes, no. What does he mean he hears? What's Ephraim's problem right now? Ephraim is the guy who wants to move out and sell to the first African-American. You understand what I'm trying to say? He's leaving. What does he care? Right? He's selling the land. He's just thinking about his land. He doesn't think about the eternal nature of the city of Hebron and blah, 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 right? So he has to play a very difficult thing. He doesn't want to get knocked off, right? The Arabs have been killing people for a long time. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning people sell their land. Lo adan ishmaini. Hasaden atati lecha. Vahamiara sheba lecha natatiya. Le'enei v'ne'amin atatiya lecha kfor meisecha. It's yours. Avram hears, and he hears Chevron, and he says, if you truly hear me, I've given the money, take it from me. So, Ephraim gives a very vague remark. I think it's clear, but vague. He says, oh, listen, what's 400 shekel between friends? What's he trying to say?
How did you drop the price?
lower the price. He mentions the price.
It's his way of saying slip it through the back door.
Yeah. He can't say, okay, what's 400 shekel between friends? There we go, right? What do we learn from here? Why is the story here? You know, sometime down the line, thousands of years after Avraham lived in Israel, the Jews are going to struggle to take possession of Eretz Yisrael and have to deal with people who don't want to give it to them. You should know, it goes way back. You should realize it, you should expect it, and this is where Chazal got the phrase, Eretz Yisrael niknis b'yisurin. And again, maybe it's to test how important it is to us, right? Pasuk Tet Zayin, beautiful. Vayishma Avram el Ephron. Avram heard him. And he gave him the money, right? Pasuk Tet Zayin. Look at the emphasis. Vayokom stay Ephron. Remember Pasuk Gimel, Vayokom Avram. Vayokom stay Ephron, Asher b'machpela, Asher lefnei mamre, Asadeh v'masher ba, V'chol eit asher v'asadeh, Asher b'chol eit asaviv. The ashers are emphasizing, right? Pepink, 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 pepink. Le Avraham, le mikne, le einev v'nechet b'chol sha'ari ro. V'yachreichein, Pasuk Yutet. He buried his wife there. The burial is only done once. It's purchased. And then together, Pasuk Chaf, Vayokom, Vayokom Avram, Vayokom Stei Ephron, Vayokom Asada, Ve'am Yara Sherbo Avram, La'achuzat Kover, Ne'et B'nechet. We got it? La'achuzat Kover, Ne'et B'nechet. Ding, 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 ding. Beautiful medrash in the end here. It says, there are three places in Israel that the Umos HaOlam can never claim that the Jewish people stole. The Aras HaNachpelah, the Har HaBayis, and the Kever of Yosef in Shechem. Why can't they claim such a thing? It's in the Torah. It's in Tanakh. How did we get the Aras HaNachpelah? Avram bought it. How did we get the Har HaBayis? David bought it. Didn't conquer it. Bought it. From the Yevusim, right? How did we get the Shechem, Kever Yosef? Yaakov bought it. Right? It said, Ferish. You wonder if this is why these places are so sensitive and so challenging. Anyway. Questions about story number one? Let's get to story number two. Strange days indeed. Most peculiar. Perek Chof Dalet. Avraham Zaken Babi Yamin Vashem Birach Avraham Bakol. There's a lot of drushas and speech about Bakol. Like, what does it mean, right? But I think it's really emphasizing the fact that he has everything but what he needs. He has a son, right? Vayomer Avraham el Avdo, Skan Beito, Moshe B'chor Shalo, Sinna Yitzchot Achi Berichi, Vashbiyacha, Vashem Lakesh Maim, Velake Haaretz, Interesting how he describes it, Shalo Tikach Hashal Evni, Yivnat Kanani, Yishan Yishu Yechav Yehu. Ki El Arti Vel Malati Telech, Lakach Tishi Levni Le Yitzchak. The Eved raises an obvious question. Ulai Lo Tove Isha Lalech Tachray Al Haaretz Hazot, Ha Hashev Hashivet Binecha Al Haaretz Hashur Zalim Isham. There's two major questions about this. Number one, why is Avram so insistent that the girl come from there and come here? Like, why is he so vibrant, right? Number two, since when did he become a predictor of outcomes? Look at Pasuk Zayin. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Asher Lokachani Mibeit Avi Meretz Maladi Shor Berech Bar Leimor Lezarcha Atein Atz Hu Yishlach Malachol Lefanech Velakach Teisha Levni Yitzhak. He'll send his angel and he'll make it work. Who? How does he know that Hashem's going to make it work? Did Hashem tell him that he should do this? You understand my point? If Hashem came to him and said, I want you to send Eliezer, you get a wife, I promise you it'll work. So he'll say, Hashem will make it work. Hashem told him, right? Did Hashem tell him we'll make it work? So what's pshat? Everyone understands my question? Mm-hmm. I'll say it in Yiddish. What's pshat? So I think the answer comes in the seeming verbosity of the beginning of Pasuk Zayin. How many words does it take Avram to describe God? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
He's saying, Hashem's done all this for me, I'll do this.
Let's read carefully. How did Avram describe Hashem in Pasuk Gimel? Hashem, Elokei Hashemayim Elokei Haaretz. How does he describe him here in Pasuk Zayin? What happened to the Haaretz? Let's read carefully. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, Asher lekachani mi beit avi, u'me'eretz moladati, v'asher diberli v'asher nishbali le'imol lezarecha teinet. It's there, it just moved. Hu yishlach malacho. Avram made a simple cheshbon. You know, Avram went to Tzfat. He's a guy who's thinking, what does God want from me now, right? And he should have said, where is it supposed to come from? So he remembers that how did he get here? God told him to come. So it's going to have to be someone who comes from there to here, right? Look back at Pasuk Dalet. Ki el tzi ve'el moladati telech. Why does he want to ask from there, not from here? Because it has to be someone who goes through that same process, right? Now, the God who brought me from there to here, is he going to want my son to go there? He goes, oh, maybe it was Jew. How do you know your son's supposed to stay here too? V'asher nishbali le'mar. Attain the Aretz Hazot. Who yishlach malachol lefenech v'lekatish. He'll definitely like facilitate this, right? He'll make sure there's a ram caught in the thicket, because this is what he wants, no? This is Avram. This is how you find the Shidduch. You think, what does God have in mind for me, right? Now, does God want you to marry someone you find ugly? Of course not. You won't love someone you find ugly, right? God wants someone pretty. Okay, what else does he want? What does he want from me, right? What are my goals in life? What has he given me? What has he given me the ability to do? How does that get facilitated, right? Pretty cool, no? This is a very important parsha. And the key word in this first aliyah, in the beginning of Ferech Chavdalet, is the word aretz. If we saw in Pasuk Gimel, Velokei aretz, ki el aretzi, Pasuk Hei, lalecha tachvai el haaretz hazot, Pasuk Zayin, lazarecha antein et aretz, yishlach malachol lefanecha, for this aretz, right? Okay. Are you ready for the next part of the story, Shlishi Pasuk Yud? Okay, the Eved takes a sarag malim, da-da-da-da, they get ready, they get going, and he says something. You know what? Maybe I'll start with a question. Did Eliezer like buy the stuff that Avram was selling? You know, God's going to do this and all this kind of stuff. I don't know. But one thing is for sure, he tries to put it to the test. Okay, if Hashem's going to make it happen, let's see. Either because he's totally confident God will, he's confident God won't, or he's willing to give it a shot, right? Not only that, but he has the chutzpah to think he's setting the terms. The Gemara says, well, a chutzpah, you don't tell God what the terms are, right? But it says, Pasuk Yud-Bet, Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, Hakra Na Lefanei Hayom. What does the word Hakra mean?
Make it happen.
Make it happen. Okay. Hinei Nuchin Yitzav Alein Amayim, V'no Adan Shei Yitzav Alein Amayim, V'yon Amayim Asher Amar Adar Adin Abgan Abashar Adam, V'yon Amayim Asher Amar Adar Adin Abgan Abashar Adam, V'yon Amayim Well, we'll see. Now again, it's not a random test. It's Chesed, which makes sense because we've already seen what this family is, right? Very interesting Pasuk Tet Vav. You guys ready? V'yehi hu terem kila ledaber. Before he finished speaking, Hine Rivka Yotzet, Asher Yudal B'Tuah Ben Mikal Shem Chachay Avraham Chadal Shachma. What's the Torah trying to tell you here?
It wasn't to do with Eliezer saying.
I don't know if that's the point, but my point is this. Let's say someone was listening, they went to make a shidduch with Avraham. Oh, they heard Eliezer. Okay, let's send out our girl, right? The only one who could possibly set it up that this would happen would be someone who knows what Eliezer is going to say. What he wants you to realize is, this is cool. Or in Hebrew, this is from God. You understand my point? Terem ki la ledaber. The Torah is trying to convince you, get you to see it. V'inei Rivka Yotzeit. And it's not just a regular lady. Who is it? The family. And the family point is, well, this is not random, right? Because Avram didn't say family. But the Torah is trying to get you to see that this is cool, right? And it tells you in Pasuk Tetzayin she's a good girl, so you shouldn't just think it's, you know, have to find someone by the well, right? He runs to her, you give me, I'm going to give her the camels, the whole thing. We know the story, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'ha'ish mishto'ela. What does mishto'e mean?
Shocked.
Oh my God, it really happened. Macharish ladata etzlich Hashem da'goim lo. He wants to know, did Hashem really make it happen? Now, what do you mean? Meaning, you say to the girl, hey, can I meet your family? She goes, who are you? Chutzpah, get out of here, right? Meaning, I've seen, is it going to work? She says to him, boom, that's boom number one. Wow. Why? He's a believer, right? You know what I'm saying? I believe, right? I believe. Oh my God, right? Of course, whether we believe. Okay, but right? Pretty cool. But Yomer, in case you want to hear what he's thinking, Baruch Hashem Elokei Adonai Avraham, Asher lo chazav chazdo v'amito mi'im Adonai Anochi, baderech nachani Hashem beit achai Adonai. God led me to the house of my master's brother. She runs home, right? They come to greet, they tell him the whole story, they welcome him in, they say, hey, let's eat something. What does he say? Chazik Lamed Gimel. Vayisam lefanav la'achol vayomer, lo ochal ad imdibarti dvarai. I won't eat until? Why? Because I'm on a mission from God. You don't eat. He feels that he has a role to play, right? You eat to live. You don't live to eat, right? I got something to do here. Oh my God, right? He's showing them. Now, this is a very interesting, very famous thing. The Torah tells you how he told the story over. The obvious question is, really? We need all this? So obviously, even before we know the answer, which is?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes, that is the answer. But we need it because we're supposed to learn from what he's saying, right? And you see from here how a person needs to work once they have a responsibility. And he presents things sometimes differently, sometimes with different emphasis, and things not lying, but saying things in retrospect that he realizes. I'll give you an example. If you look at page 29, you have here on the right side what Avram actually said to Eliezer, on the left side what he said. And he talks about how Avram sent him to Beit Avi. Now, Avram didn't say that. So why does he say that? Because he feels that that's what's meant, even if Avram didn't realize it. He realizes it now. This is where I'm meant to be. Okay. And of course, he talks about, you know, having asked her before giving her the thing. He emphasizes emet, the emet of it, right? Rashi talks about bottom of page 30, about how he changes the order so they should see that he really, because retrospect, he realizes it's supposed to be here. Ying, ying, ying. Okay, let's continue the story. So what do they say when they hear the story? That's later. Very important pasuk. Pasuk. Nun. Pasuk, nun. Vayan lover of Tuel. And Chachmei Moetzes, you know, Choron. These are not, you know, big tzaddikim, but even they can see. Me'ashem yatzah davar. Lo nuchal davar lecha ra'o tov. Why can't we say good or bad? Why can't they say good or bad? This is above our pay grade. This is above the Eitz Hadas Tov Hara, right? An underlying tension throughout Sefer Bereishis. This is about God's will. Hinei Rivka lefenecha kach v'alech tiv shalav en adenchav shalav en adenchav. Kasher diber Hashem, Hashem spoke here? When did God speak?
With actions.
Yeah, you understand? It is this sense of Kasher diber Hashem. When he hears this, he bows down, gives more gifts, they sit down to celebrate. Next. Pasuk Nandalet. V'yochel v'yish tuhu v'anishim esher yomar v'yalinu v'yakumu v'boker v'yomar shalchuni l'adoni v'yomar chie v'yimah t'yishev anaw itanu yamim ha'masor achar t'ylech. Let us stay with us for a while. What happened?
They realize he's good and they want him to stay.
Oh, they like him.
He's rich.
But they didn't emphasize him staying with them. They emphasized her staying with them, right? How do you have this moment of realization of what God wants of you and what you're supposed to do? And then you go lie down. Wait just a second here. Is this really clear? I don't know. It's hard to maintain, you know, doing the right thing. So, you know, you wake up in the morning and say, forget, I don't believe in God. That's hard. So what do? You delay. Right? You're not saying no. You're not saying, you delay. And that's why he says, Pasuk Nun Vav, Al Tachud Hashem Etzliach Darku, Darki. This is from God. So what do they say? Let's ask the girl, right? What are they thinking?
She went dead.
Why did they ask you last night? We don't give a damn. But now, let's ask the girl. And maybe all this happens, you know, God can strike down Lavan as quickly as he struck down Besuel, right? Maybe all this happens because the only way Rivka can join is if she's going to be willing to do Lech Lecha too, right? And what happens? Pasuk Nuchet, Vayomer, Vatelchi, Meishazev, Vatomer, Elech. All of the Yemot are people who join the Avos by leaving their families behind and going to Eretz Yisrael. Remember Rachel and Leah? Well, everyone has to follow in the path of Avraham. Okay, they bless her. She sets off, and now we get to Pasuk Shemachet. V'Yitzchak bo mubol ber lechai ro'i v'hu yoshei beretz ha'negev v'yeitze Yitzchak asuch v'sadeh lefnot arif v'yisa einov v'yar v'yinei gmalim ba'im. You see how it's presented in parallel phrases? If it were television, they would show you Yitzchak, they would show you Rivka, they would show you, right? What's the point of this? She fell off the camel. What's the Torah trying to tell you?
She was struck by him.
Again, the Torah was trying to convince who now? She was blown away, is the term we would use, right? Wow, that was magic. Tomer Levin, Mia Ishalaza. Who's the dude? She goes, he's the man. Pasuk Samachav. Vayisaper ha'eved li Yitzchak et kol advarim asher asah. What's the importance of that?
To show that the last time he told it over wasn't his.
He was telling him.
To inform him what happened.
That this is really cool stuff, right? That's what Yitzchak needs. Vayivyeh Yitzchak ol asarayimo v'yikachet v'ukavet ilu yushev v'yaveh v'nechem acharayimo. Here you have the whole continuity and the mothership thing and etc. If you look at the bottom of the page, toidi, in your thingy dingy. At first, the aberrations of the Chavala, hey, Torah emphasizes so much about Rivka's lineage. And Rashi explains to teach you how great she was, that even though she was from such a family, she still had the right priorities, etc. And you learn something about Rivka here. Rashi says, everyone knows the Kvitz Haderech, right? The Kvitz Haderech is just meant to emphasize what's in the Pshat, right? Kvitz Haderech is clearer because, like, it's a moving escalator floor, right? But it's really just a way to accentuate everything else that happened in this story, right? Any questions about story number two?
Yeah, why does he never get named?
Because as far as this story is concerned, he is Eved Avraham.
He was named in the Parshas Lech Lecha.
Right, he means in this story, why isn't it tell you? He's on a mission from Avraham.
Right. Okay.
Can you say Gad? Schmidt's giving out the concert tickets. Anyone who ordered? See Schmidt. Yes.
It's kind of like Yishalo came in Malachim. Like
kind of, although here it's Evet, so it's different. Mm-hmm. We're at the Perek Chaf Hey, are we ready? Yosef Avram Yikach Yisha Ashma Ketura. Right, he was a widower. And he had a bunch of kids, right? Very important Pasuk Hey. Vayiten Avram et kol asher lo li Yitzchak. Ulevnei apilakshim, Ashal Avram, Matan Avram Matanov, Vayishalchem me'al Yitzchak b'no b'odenu chai, Ked Mal Eretz Kedem. That we should know clearly, Avram said Yitzchak has his future. V'eli yimei shnei chayei Avram asher chai, mi'at shana v'shivim shana v'chamei shunim, v'yigva v'yamat Avram b'sefet v'yaz kem sikam v'yarav zamav, v'yikpiru to Yitzchak v'yishmael banav, v'yamat Avram b'lash v'zom b'yarav zom 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 Yitzchak Beno. Who's not mentioned here? You understand the point? V'eile todot Yishmael ben Avraham. That's going to be five psukim, right? And then we're done with him. And then we're going to start Parshas Toldos. V'eile todot Yitzchak ben Avraham. But then we have one more phrase in Toldos, which is?
Avraham
Aleret Yitzchak. That strengthening of the relationship. In fact, if you take a look at page 21, this is really the Hachra'ah. The ultimate decision, clarification about the relationship between Yitzchak and Yishmael, right? If you look at Bereshit Perek Tet Zayin, the Malach said, right, I'm going to hear the cries of Yishmael, right? The Karat Yishmael, Yishmael. Hashem told him what to name Yishmael, and Hashem said in Perek Yud Zayin, next Perek, what to name Yitzchak, right? And on one hand, because he's Avraham's son, we find a lot of power for Yishmael, right? Perek Yud Zayin, took hold of the Hishva, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shmoshe Yishmael, Shmoshe Yisrael, the Zohar, which says they have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be ma'akev the Jewish people when they start their return. They're going to be ma'akev them from the return. Let's read the thing here. Right? Hashem gave a chelik v'yavlu chul kol etata be'ara de kedisha. He gives Yisrael a chelik in this world, in the Holy Land. Begin ahu gzira devon. V'zmin v'nei Yisrael the mishla be'ara kedisha kadir v'ekonim echlau zin nesari. They're going to rule over it when it's empty from the Jews. And they're going to stop the Jewish people from returning to it. Until the zechuyot run out. Interesting stuff. Not written today. Now, in the death of Avram, as we just saw, Vayitan Avram et kol shelo liYitzchak, the bnei apilak shemasher leAvram, natan Avram matano vayishalchem, me'al Yitzchak beno v'denuchai. Mara says, Sanhedrin daf tzadi aleph. The bnei Yishmael, the bnei Ketura, once came in front of Alexander the Great, together with the Jewish people. They said, Eretz Canaan is ours and yours. We should be splitting it. Because it says, Ve'ele tol Yishmael ben Avram, and it says, Ele tol Yitzchak ben Avram. So a Jew came forward to defend the Jewish case. And he said, if you look, page 32, there's another pasuk in the Torah which says, Avram sent off the Bnei Apilakshim. He sent them off. He said, you're done. That's why this pasuk is so important. In the wake of the death of Avram, or maybe in the wake, right? We see. And he's in Be'er Lachai Roi, which is where Avram had resided, right? The toldot of Yishmael, let's look back inside the Chumash for a second. Something very important to notice about the toldot of Yishmael is the last pasuk. Pasuk Yurchet, what does it say? Keep going. Keep going. Al pnei chol achav nafal. Very interesting phrase. Which kind of sounds like? He fell before his brother. Al pnei chol achav nafal. If you look at page 32 in the handy dandy, you see this was already used, this phrase by the Malach. Rashi says, this nefila used by him, Achelo meit Avram yishkon, Yishe meit Avram nafal. As opposed to Yitzchak, the other told us, Yitzchak ben Avram, Yitzchak. Rashbam explains that what's being emphasized here is, as opposed to Yishmael, who went with his mother Hagar and lived by Mitzrayim, Yitzchak Iker ben Hayale Avram, Shur Lidit Yitzchak mi Ishto Gemura. And this Achra is a very important part of moving forward with Sefer Bereishis and with Jewish history. Right? Next week, Parshas Toldos, Mitzvah Hashem.
What's the end of that Gemara?
That Gemara in Sanhedrin?
Yeah.
We just read the end of the Gemara. He won.
Or he won.
He won by saying, Avram sent off Yishmael.
Let me know what size cabinets.
Excuse me?
Cabinets. Let me know what size.
Cabinets. 4x6. Av shenatan agatin levanov. Agatin means like a dismissal.